The stone walls that stretch along Bundaberg's farms are a stark and lasting reminder of the history of slavery in the region. Blackbirding refers to the indentured labour system that started in the 1860s, where 62,000 people from the South Sea Islands were trafficked to Queensland to work on the state's sugarcane fields.
Out at our grounds, out at 46 Johnson Street, we have lots of graves out there, like Chinamen, Aboriginals and South Sea Islander people that were buried there. Yeah, how they dropped in the field. And there was mothers there and children. The women used to work out in the fields too.
Coral Walker is the president of the Bundaberg Australian South Sea Islander Heritage Association. Her ancestors are from the Tanna and Epi Islands in Vanuatu and were blackbirded to Australia in the 1800s. She speaks about what the apology means to her.
Steph, I suppose a lot of the younger people will not understand about the apology to our forefathers that were brought over here in the early 1800s, but it will mean a lot to the older generation of the Australian South Sea Islander community.
Tell me a little bit about the history of blackbirding in Bundaberg. There must be a lot of hurt in the community.
Well, when we were the Bundaberg South Sea Island Action Group, we had a bus run, a bus tour, and it was really interesting to go to all the significant sites in Bundaberg that would cover the early days of the blackbirding days, right down to the huts and to the basin. There's a meeting at the basin there where the stone walls are, where the old Kanakas, they've actually built that there at the basin for all the non-Indigenous women and their children to swim there, so they were free from sharks and whatever else was in the water.
The Bundaberg Regional Council has signed a sister city agreement with Luganville in Vanuatu. Mayor Jack Dempsey explains the agreement and why he's making the apology.
Bundaberg was born on the back of sugar and sugar cane. We see the Vanuatu people with their structures across this region and how their sons and daughters are in our graveyards here, but the sons and daughters that are living here and the connection back to community on the island is going to get stronger and stronger with this sister city relationship. And to say sorry is a start in the healing and the hope for a better relationship going forward. And certainly when you look at our sheer history, it is something that needs to be done to be able to show that we also have an understanding of the pain and suffering of what blackbirding and slavery occurred and the harshness of people's lives that were devastated. And hopefully that will go some way towards the healing, but also in a really practical way.
South Sea Islander groups have been calling for this apology for a long time, so why now?
Look, certainly we see it as, from a local government perspective, the opportunity for a sister city relationship, but a real working sister city relationship to formalise a lot of the stuff that the community groups already do. We do informally, both here and in Vanuatu, and if we're able to start with that few words, sorry. It's a simple word, but it's not a symbolic thing. It's backed up by the actions of what the Bundaberg community and Luganville will create over the years to come.
Coral Walker says the Bundaberg Australian South Sea Islander Heritage Association is looking to the future.
I'm very proud what is happening there at the moment. We've started a new committee under a new name, and we've also got our public liability so that we could hold future events there for our children, like cook-ups, and a lot of our people come together there for different events. And I'm very proud of the site there. And I hope that next year that it will still be ongoing and going forward.